live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. Final half hour of Fritz and Friends for this evening. Myself, Cheryl Fritz, along with Mark Price, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Lots of fun always to have my next guest on, Dennis Laidler, who's education curator at Potter Park Zoo. Good evening, Dennis.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. We caught you coming back from a busy day. We'll chat about that in a minute. But the news to announce is there's a new baby mandrill at the zoo.
Yes, we're always very, very happy, of course, to announce new arrivals at the zoo, and especially when they're born at our zoo. He was actually born November 18th, and people always want to know why we wait to announce these births. But, you know, in the wild, most animals don't survive the first, if they're not going to survive, it's the first few weeks of life. And so we like to make sure that we have avoid something called failure to thrive, which happens to animals when they're young. And so we want to make sure that the young is doing well, and before we allow people want to come out and see the baby up close and stuff, that it's adjusted well and the parents are doing well. And so in this case, he and the family are doing really, really well, and so now people can come in and see him up close.
Now, he makes the number of four of the mandrills at the zoo. Is that correct?
Yes, he's four. He's the fourth part of that, what we call it, in the wild we call a troop. They're all family members in this particular case. His mother has been there forever. She's been at our zoo for a long, long time. She has a three-year-old male, his brother, and the male, which we call Loco, he came with that name from another zoo.
I was going to say, how'd that happen?
he's the male. It's spelled L-O-K-O. It's actually a word in one of the African languages, so it doesn't mean like Loco in the Spanish or our English where it means crazy.
Very good. Now, I'm looking at pictures from the Potter Park Zoo's website, which is extraordinary, by the way. And just for people who aren't sure, the mandrill is that beautiful primate with the gorgeous colors on the face.
Yes. You know, people always remember them. They're the ones that have the red and blue patterns on the face, and the males have the bright blue and red butts. So.
Well, I was going to let you say that instead of me. I was focusing on the face for right now, Dennis.
Yeah.
that happens. Yeah, they're an absolutely exquisite animal.
Yes, they're a species of baboon. They're called mandrills, but, you know, there's just a particular species of baboon, and they're found in West Africa in the wild. They usually live in fairly large social groups called troops, where there may be one or more dominant males, and it's very much a sort of a very hierarchical society. So if the dominant male males do most of all the breeding, and they're very aggressive to the younger. The other males are lower on the totem pole, so they sort of are in the periphery of the troop, which means they get the least amount or least attempts at getting food, and be on the outskirts if there's predators. They're the ones most vulnerable, so it pays to be higher up in their hierarchy, either because of strength or if the young offspring are born to one of the more dominant females, they start out with a higher social hierarchy status, too. So.
Very well. I'm also reading from your website, which has so much wonderful information on it in general, but in this particular, it was part of a species survival plan, this birth. It was part of a master plan.
Yes. As an accredited zoo, we participate with other accredited zoos in it's kind of an international program called SSP, which is Species Survival Plan, and basically, as the name implies, it's a program where accredited zoos and other outside entities, everything from universities and government agencies to conservation organizations, work together to come up with a plan so that a species has a sustainable population in the wild. So basically, it's to help species that are in trouble to prevent from becoming extinct. And a big part of that for zoos is the scientific breeding at zoo sites. And it's a little more complicated than just saying, well, we put a male and a female of the same species in an exhibit, sooner or later we get babies. The real science comes in managing the genetics of the population. Zoos keep incredibly detailed records and have for a good 40 or 50 years, and most people may not realize it, but for those last 40 to 50 years, 99% of all zoo animals come from other zoos, not from the wild. So when you have only so many animals to begin with, you really have to manage who's related to who.
Oh, definitely.
And so computers help us do that. And so basically, think of it as scientific computer dating for endangered species at zoos.
Dennis, you always put the most interesting spin on things for me. this birth is a fairly impressive birth, though, in terms of exclusivity. Your website does say it's one of only a dozen births in the last 5 years of these mandrills. I mean, so this is big.
Yeah, it's very big. In North American zoos, not all zoos have mandrills, but a lot of zoos do, and not all zoos have been successful getting theirs to produce offspring. And our male was sent specifically to our zoo about 4.5-5 years ago to be paired up with our adult female, and they were successful in producing the one that's now 3 years old. He was 3 years old in early December. An original plan, once she gave a successful birth, when that 3-year-old was quite young, they had the SSP Committee for Mandrills, the experts said, well, what we need to do is send our male down to Animal Kingdom and Disney to do some procreating at their zoo because see it as a good genetic match. But then because of the age of our adult female, they weren't sure how many more breeding cycles she would be able to go through at her age. So they decided to let him stay here and see if he could produce at least one more offspring with her. And this latest one is the result. So it worked out very, very well.
Well, that is very exciting. Now, we're looking for a name for this little guy, correct?
Yeah, you know, they're not pets that don't respond to their names like a pet would. But in a zoo setting, you know, we have more than one mandrill, so we have to call them something so we can when we're talking about them with each other. And so it's kind of fun to give them a name. But we try to at least, when we have a naming contest or a naming thing with the public, we like to try to at least do something that helps relate something to that animal in the wild. In this case, what we typically try to do is have a name that has something to do with where they would be found in the wild or something in the language of people that live in that part of the world.
Very good. Like according to the press release I got, you know, from areas such as Cameroon, Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, and Congo, and come up with something meaningful from those areas.
Yes. And what we'd like to do is people can submit any suggestions that they have to a website we have set up at potterparkzoo@gmail.com. It's different from our normal potterparkzoo.org. It's potterparkzoo@gmail.com. We'll take ideas until about 5 on January 18th, and then we'll turn around and we'll tally others up, and staff will look at them, and then what we think are the three best candidates will then turn around and let people go to the zoo's Facebook page and vote on it. And then, so it'll be sort of a democratic way of deciding the name on this little guy.
Well, I think that's an awful lot of fun. I mean, someone would be thrilled to have picked the name for this new little guy.
Yeah, we usually do something special for whoever's name choice gets, whoever comes up the original idea and that name is selected.
Oh, perfect, perfect. We just have a little bit of time left. Is is the new mandrill on display now?
Oh yes, he's on exhibit.
Okay.
So just normal winter hours, 10 to 4. Something else that is coming up for people that are interested, of course I have a vested interest in pointing this out, is on Saturday, January 15th from about 10 AM to noon, we have an open house for anybody that might be interested in volunteering, especially becoming like a zoo docent, one of our volunteer educators at the zoo. We're always looking for more people that like animals and like interacting with people, and we'll do our best to get you trained to be a docent.
Well, gosh, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and even if it turns out it's not exactly what you want to do or you think you don't quite have the time to make the commitment, it gives you a chance to see what else is going on at the zoo. But each year we have about 100 docents right now. We're always looking for more.
Very good. Well, you know, just because it's wintertime doesn't mean there's a lot going on at the Potter Park Zoo. I know this for a fact. All kinds of activities. And don't forget about the zoo in the wintertime because the animals are still there. They may just be inside for a while, right?
Well, it depends. You know, the snow leopards and Arctic foxes and otters, they like it better this time of year than they do in July. So some of the animals are most active this time of year. So.
Very good. It seems like every time you and I are working together, it's on the pavement and it's melting. So
yeah.
I'll come visit you in the wintertime.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, tell people come on out. Like I said, we're open every day of the year except Christmas, and we're open in the winter from 10 to 4.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Dennis, for telling us about your new mandrill, and hey, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And check out the Potter Park Zoo website. And also, if you've got an idea for a name, just potterparkzoo@gmail.com, and we'll see what we come up with.
Very good. We'll get back to you when that naming takes place and announce it.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Cheryl.
Very good. Thank you so much. Dennis Laidler, education curator at Potter Park Zoo. As he said, a docent open house January 15th from 10 to 12. Check it out. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.